This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get going now.
From KMOX Sports.
We're primed and ready.
All day, baby.
Man, let's go.
This is the Graybar Sports Open Live. Graybar, your distributor for electrical and datacom needs on 104.1 FM, KMOX.
Here we go on a Wednesday night. This is our only show this week. It's the Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Great to have you with us. We've got a jam-packed show. It's been a long day when it comes to sports here on KMOX. Obviously, it started with Cardinals coverage much earlier in the day. We've been rolling through, just wrapped up the Redbird Rush Hour, and I've got you for the next 2 hours. We will do plenty of St. Louis Cardinals baseball between now and 8 o'clock tonight, but we will jump into a few other things as well. The lineup of guests, we've got a jam-packed show. We are going to have Bernie Miklas joining us in about 10 minutes. Then later on this hour, we'll talk some MLS soccer. We'll talk City SC as they're back at it this weekend. Daryl Johnston, the former NFL player, NFL broadcaster, and also serves as the UFL Executive Vice President of Football Operations with the UFL Championship game taking place in St. Louis this weekend. We'll talk with Daryl Johnston about 7:20. And 7:35, we're going to preview the U.S. Open Golf Tournament with our guy Dan Reardon. He is KMOX's golf correspondent, and he's going to join us coming up later on the show. So we've got a lot to do. As always, if you want to join the show, you can do so. There are a number of ways to contact the program. You can call or text 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. You can tweet at me, at Matt Pauly on air, M-A-T-T. Pauley on air, or if you are watching on the video stream, we're on Facebook, we're on Twitter, we're on YouTube, wherever you might be watching, just leave a comment in the chat and those come right to us and we can address those as we do go along through the course of the evening, taking you until 8 o'clock tonight right here on KMOX. So Cardinals, they get swept by Toronto. We knew the month of June was going to be tough. We knew that it was not going to let up. We knew that there weren't many off days, and we knew that they had to play good baseball. And unfortunately, they go 3-6 over a 9-game homestand. That is not what they wanted. You would have much preferred to have seen, especially with the level of baseball that they were playing, you would have much preferred to have seen like a 6-3 homestand, at least try to go 5-4 and have a winning homestand. They had that potential opportunity once they came back to take 2 out of 3 against the Dodgers, but then they just did not have an answer for Toronto. Second straight year where they didn't have an answer for Toronto. They went to Toronto last year and got swept in a 3-game series. There's been a lot of talk, and I don't want to dive into it too much because your job is to go win games against the teams that are on your schedule, but they were fairly open about the fact that they didn't love the matchup. That just when you look at the way Toronto is built, and it has a lot to do with the fact that they're built. Toronto is a team that makes a lot of contact. They don't strike out very much, and the Cardinals are a team where their pitchers do pitch to contact, and with that, we saw Toronto make a lot of contact. hard, like legit hard contact that obviously came up with hits. And then there was some batted ball luck that did not go in the Cardinals' way. And I'm not using that as an excuse whatsoever. Again, the Cardinals were there were multiple pitchers who got hit legitimately hard, just as we talked through the number of hits that they have given up. The luck was in their direction for a while. It hasn't been in their direction here recently, and you add all that together, and the Cardinals are not winning as many games as they were earlier. Now, all that being said, we knew the team was going to level off. They were not going to play 700 baseball for the vast majority of the season. They're still four games over 500. Like, they're in a really good spot. That's the positive to take away from this, and I know when the team just got swept, probably the last thing you want to hear is anything about a positive. But the positive in all of this is they are still in a perfectly fine spot, and if they can get things going and rolling once again, they are going to continue to be a team that absolutely contends for a playoff spot. But like we were talking about on the Redbird Rush Hour, there's too many guys right now offensively who are struggling, and there's too many pitchers who are inconsistent. Matthew Liberatore today, you appreciate the fact that he was better than what he was in his last time out, but it wasn't good enough. Miles Michaelis yesterday, it wasn't good enough. We've seen a number of relief pitchers not being good enough. So there's a few things that are still going well for this team. Obviously, Wilson Contreras continues to be a top-level hitter. And this is a reminder, and Kevin and I talked about this on Redbird Rush Hour, where somebody sent in a very legitimate question. It was a very legitimate question, because Lars Nootbaar, of all the Cardinals hitters, there might not be a hitter who is struggling more than Lars Nootbaar right now. So somebody sent in the question about, hey, is it time to take him out of the leadoff spot? And legitimate question. My general feeling on these sort of things is you let it play out a little bit longer. When people like me and when fans start to really feel like, okay, this is the time to make the change, a lot of times you let that thing play out a little bit longer before you do. And not that it was a prolonged slump like Nootbaar, because Nootbaar has been in this thing for a while now. So this is not an apples to apples comparison. I am well aware of that. But I will tell you that when Wilson Contreras had a bad first week, we were getting text messages saying, hey, do you take this guy out of the two spot? Is this, do you drop him down? Do you give him a day off? Is he just not going to work as a first baseman? Is he not going to hit when he's over it for, like, those were the comments that were coming in the first week of the season about Wilson Contreras. And I think retroactively, we can look back and go, okay, that was silly. Wilson Contreras is the best hitter on this team. And we knew that. And when I say best, I'm talking about, you know, damage being done from a power perspective, from a on base, like everything. You combine everything, Wilson Contreras is the best hitter on this team. So all that together, first week of the season, people are already kind of freaking out about it. And we're seeing some of that right now with Lars Nootbaar. Again, Nootbaar's struggles have gone much longer than what Contreras did at the beginning of the season. But Nootbaar also, you know that he's got it in him. You know, you look at everything that he does, and I thought it was interesting listening to Oliver Marmol talk today, because he said one of the things that he enjoys about his job is being able to walk through these down periods with players and him and the staff working with these guys to get them to come out on the other side. You just hope that Nootbaar is able to come out on the other side sooner than later. We'll take a break. When we come back, we are set to be joined by our guy, Bernie Miklas. He's with us in just a moment. Don't go anywhere. This is Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly, taking you until 8 o'clock tonight. City Spotlight tonight at 8 o'clock. Jen Cease will be in to talk all things City SC Soccer. We're very happy right now to welcome in, courtesy of our friends at Saliga Heating and Cooling. You read them all over the place, including STL Sports Central. I guess you see them and hear them all over the place would be the better way to say that. But you can read them and see them at STL Sports Central. Of course, he's part of Cardinals territory with Katie Wu. He's all over KMOX. He's our friend Bernie Mick. Bernie, thanks for taking the time with us. How are you?
Matt, it's always a pleasure to be with you. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, so this series for the Cardinals against the Blue Jays, it wasn't a great matchup. The two teams, they just don't match up well against a team like the Blue Jays. Very winnable game in game number one that they don't win yesterday. They get back into it to their credit, and then today they just did nothing offensively after the third inning. And every game kind of has its own unique story, but at the end of it, they go 0-3.
Yeah, and I think the Los Angeles Dodgers series was such a big deal to everyone, fans, media, and the team itself. And I did think, like, man, I hope these guys won't have a letdown. And I'm not in any way implying that their enthusiasm wasn't high for the Blue Jays. But like you said, you're so right. It's a very tough matchup. The Blue Jays, first of all, the Cardinals don't strike out anybody. They have just this terrible, especially during this stretch where they're 4-8, where they're just not striking people out. So that's a team that's going to put the ball in play over and over and over again. And they, the Blue Jays in that series against Cardinals starting pitchers, you know, had 39 hits in three games. Or I think that was the entire team total. I'm sorry, not against against all the Cardinals pitchers. Sorry. But, you know, they averaged 13 hits a game, and it's just the Cardinals pitchers, because of the lack of strikeout stuff, just couldn't put them away. And this has really been a huge factor in the last 12 games, which with the Cardinals have lost 8 out of the 12. I wrote about this today. Mm-hmm. Their batted ball luck, which had been really on their side early on, has completely turned against them. You know, there's because since May 30th, Cardinals pitchers have allowed the most balls in play by any team in the majors. So when you allow this huge volume of balls in play, some of them are just going to find the holes. A lot of them are going to find the holes. So the defense won't get to everything, you know. So it all of this stuff just sort of plopped, sort of came together to conspire against them, not only in this series, but over this last 12 games.
Yeah, I want to talk, and I encourage everybody to read your column at STL Sports Central that posted today, and I don't want to give too much away, but I think it's an interesting talking point. Something that I've been thinking through lately when it comes to this, because you're right, the batting average on balls in play was really, really good through the first 60 or so games of the season, and then it's really dropped off since then. There is good luck and bad luck that goes along with this, But there's also, Bernie, like executing pitches, you know, the actual shape of a pitch that can impact how it comes off a bat, where you are locating the pitch, how it comes off the bat. It's not just all good luck and bad luck. There's also the idea of executing a good pitch to get soft contact that more often than not results in outs.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, they have their location has to be great. And up until recently, the Cardinals pitching staff, in terms of hitting their spots, putting the pitch where they want it to go, they were the third best major league staff this season because they had precision control in that manner. But that's been kind of falling apart a little bit. And I'm not in any way saying that, just so everyone knows, I'm not in any way making excuses for the Cardinals pitchers because they could have done a better job. The stuff I'm talking about is that, for example, during the last 12 games, well, not counting today, but it's been 12 games, when a Cardinals pitcher gets soft contact, the other team has hit 294. Hmm. And there's no other team in the National League where that same type of batting average is higher than 238. And the other thing, there's been an extremely high batting average against Cardinals pitchers on ground balls during this time, like much higher than it was earlier in the season. So my point is, they can do things a lot better. They have not been as sharp. That's obvious. But so the thing that rescued them or protected them from their lack of strikeout power as pitchers, the thing that kind of saved them before is they could get the team to hit the ball in where the defense was set up. Cardinals defense was playing great. That stuff was working on their behalf, and it was kind of setting them up for success. But it just like completely flipped. And I think it'll flip again because these things don't last. When you have extreme batted ball luck, whether it's good or bad, actually it sort of changes back. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just part of the game.
A lot of people have focused on the month of June for Lars Nootbaar, where he's hitting 139. I like to go back a little bit further than that because it gives a larger sample size and a little bit more of a telling of the story of where the trend is at. Since May 17th, so that's a period of 21 games that he's played in, he's hitting 176 with a 500 OPS and on base at just over 250. This is a prolonged slump right now for a guy that, bluntly, the Cardinals can't afford him to slump.
He's completely overmatched and overwhelmed. And he's right. When he's sharp, when he's, you know, he's on top of the strike zone, he makes pitches work, he's fouling pitches off, he's taking walks. He's a huge asset. But the guy that we've seen the last 6 weeks or so, as you pointed out, well, actually the last 5 weeks or so, and just awful. There's no other way to put it. Just awful. And the thing that has me where I'm like, wow, because slumps are slumps, right? You know, he has a huge strikeout rate during this time.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're talking about 28, 30, 31%. And this is a guy who came into the season with a strikeout rate of like barely 20%. So he's swinging at everything. And they have got to get him together. He has got to put himself. And I just wonder about this. You know, last season he had all those early season injuries and he only started 38 games in the first 3 months of the season. And all those came in the first 2 months. He missed all of June. Well, including today, he's already started 57 games this year. He's not used to playing this much real baseball. And I wonder if that is part of it. And I think Ollie Marmol, it's not only Nootbaar, I think this even applies to Brendan Donovan. And it applies to Victor Scott. And as you have talked about, we've talked about it, it applies to Nolan Arenado. And we could name some others, even Mason Wynn to an extent. A lot of these guys show signs of being worn down because it's an intense schedule. There's not much of a break. And I think it's incumbent upon Ollie Marmol to do what he can to try to give these guys maybe more breathers. And I'm not saying, well, you give this guy 3 days off. I'm not saying that. But it's been a relentless push. And the problem is the Cardinals just don't have quality position player depth. And so Ollie's riding his horses. But even the great horses get tired out at times, you know? So I don't know what can be done about it. They need a specialist up here who can come off the bench and knows how to hit, and especially against left-handed hitters, pitchers. That would be Luken Baker. There's got to be a role, I think, for Thomas Tsiasi. I mean, I don't know what the answer is, because that's the point. There is no answer. It's just not a good bench.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's worth noting, because you and I were on the why is Ryan Vallade starting three straight games train, and we talked with Ollie about that earlier this week, and you know, he specifically mentioned the fact that he wants Donovan playing more at second base. Well, it was that night, and he said he would play him out there in a little bit of outfield. Donovan goes out and gets hurt on the first game, and while he's playing in the outfield, and Ollie tells us that he's been dealing with this toe thing. I don't know if the toe thing was part of the equation and all that, but it is a reminder that sometimes there are some things going on that maybe we don't have a full understanding on.
And look, Ollie is doing a good job this year. I really mean that, but this thing kind of bugs me a little bit. I mean, part of the major league's manager's job is that he's got to sort of protect the players from themselves, because these guys, to their credit, they want to play all the time. They don't want days off, but that's why you have a manager. Say, you know what? You know, trainer's talking to me about this toe's a problem. We need to cool this thing down a little bit, and you could use a break. So, you know, that's why you have managers. Because if you left it up to players, you know, they'd all say, no, I'm good. I want to play. So they're going to have to do something to get more rest for these guys, because that looks like a very fatigued team offensively, even though they do erupt for some runs. Because there's a few guys that have been hitting great and are sort of carrying the load.
I really wish they would start playing Tsiasi in the outfield at Memphis.
Oh, yeah, man. Right on.
There's no long-term job for him as an everyday infielder with Weatherholt and Wynn and, you know, the Arenado contracts. There's not a path. So find a path for him.
Well, here's the deal. To your point, this was part of something I did on my video today. You know, Jose Barrero, since May the 6th, I mean, that's over a month ago, right? He has started two games, and both of them have been in center field. So, like, what is his purpose exactly? And when you have a – yeah, I know he's a right-handed bat. I know he's an athlete. I know he can play different positions. But you have a kid, Tsiasi, who has shown he's not afraid of the big leagues. And he comes up here swinging and putting the ball in play and hitting it hard. Are you trying to tell me when you have a third baseman who's gassed and a shortstop who's a little, I think, is tired, and a second baseman who's injured because he's been worn down, you can't get enough at-bats for Thomas Tsiasi up here? Oh, come on.
Yeah,
really?
And Tsiasi's getting better every month at AAA through April, I guess it was. He was at 261, then in May he hit 275, and June so far hitting 344. So I think at some point you have to find a way for him to get in there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. We'll get back into our Cardinals conversation coming up in just a little while. But want to talk some City SC soccer as they get back at it this weekend. They are going to match up against the LA Galaxy. That is going to be coming up this weekend on Saturday afternoon over at Energizer Park. On the call of that matchup, we're very happy to welcome on to the program Neil Sika. You can follow him on Twitter at that handle, Neil, N-E-I-L-S-I-K-A. He joins us right now. Neil, thanks for taking some time with us today. How are you?
Matt, great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is a City team that's going into their third match since making a coaching change. One win, one loss. They're coming off a 2-1 loss to Portland their last time out. It seems like the overall play and just the even the aesthetics of play has been somewhat better since the coaching change. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. Passing the eye test, right? That's the first order of business after I think what City fans saw, unfortunately, under Olaf Melberg, who's everyone knows, it's been talked, it's been hashed about a lot with how defensive his structure was. And you know, when you come into a league for the very first time, you want to employ your principles and hope to see them succeed. But coming in a direction half of last year where the team struggled and then kind of flipped it around a little bit under John Hackworth, you wanted to kind of build off that momentum. And now to restore that, to get back to that, and with David Critchley kind of in place, and he's been around, of course, with the academy and knows some of those principles and the aggressive nature, made the identity great in year one with some of the pressure and then just controlling games a little bit more with the ball and some of the personnel that that City has. It's a promising beginning to beat a rotated San Jose team, but more importantly, just to get the win. And then to come back into Portland on a really hot day, control play for the first hour or so before that Anthony goal really kind of turned things around. There's a lot of positive to take, and I think looking at where they are in the standings and the shuffling of the West, and basically from seven under in the West standings, I think there's a real play, or anyone could have a conversation. If we get on a heater here, then things could be completely different, say, in 2 to 3 months when you're pushing for the playoffs.
I don't want to, you know, relitigate the coaching change that was made. So just from a really general perspective, were you surprised at all by how poorly it went with Olaf Melberg? And maybe more importantly, how far away the team got from kind of who they are under Melberg?
It was a little bit of a head scratcher. I'm not going to lie. We had Lloyd Sam and I, my colleague, we had the opening game. And I think it was kind of that was the game against Colorado with Cordless Fair. And City fan saw a lot of scoreless soccer over the course of his 15 games. But you know, he was a very affable guy, but one of due diligence and one that of hard work and just his principles coming in. Look, you take a flyer on someone, you think maybe it's going to translate, and sometimes it doesn't. But it's also kudos while you own that mistake and you say, we're going to move on from it and look in that direction. But knowing full well that I thought there was a little bit of an uptick under John Hackworth, and I know he's the technical director now, and I think David Critchley's in a really good spot because he's been around the club and knows the principles of what they've at least looked like in year one when this thing blew the doors off of Major League Soccer and one of the great expansion teams in the history of the league. So, yeah, there was a little bit of a perplexing tone to it. However, the fact that you take the mistake, you put it behind you after 15 games, and now you want to come back and take a different look and say, look, we didn't have the right thing in mind there. let's go forward, because we do think we have some of the pieces that can still compete in 2025.
One of the things that Critchley is doing is he's really giving opportunities to a lot of young players, and that shouldn't be a surprise. Mm-hmm. He came up from City 2, and they had a ton of success under him, and you talked about his academy. So, I mean, he knows these younger guys who have been in the system for a while, but it's at the very least, it's fun watching some of these guys get legitimate opportunities and be on the field in big moments at the end of the game.
Without a doubt. Like, what did City 2 do in their inaugural season? They made it all the way to the next pro final. Play the young kid. It's still a young man's game. I think you still need the designated players in a lot of places to win in this league, to win championships. But the youth movement we see across really all fabrics of, unless you're a Miami. But look at Miami. They're playing a lot of young guys and obviously having a lot of success with that. I think there's a case to be made now more than ever. You have to rely on the academy. You have to rely on what you did in the draft just to have a great blend with your personnel, because I think these guys know, one, the style from day one if they're your academy player. But, you know, give you a case in point, you can still get great value in the draft. Joe Zielinski's getting an opportunity now. Akil Watts has been a guy who's been starting all season long. Gets his first MLS goal against Portland. I think just the confidence and belief, when you know a young player and maybe you've seen the tendencies or where their ceiling can go, and then you put that belief in them, then it's more likely that they're going to reward you with their performance when they get on the field. And there's a naivete to that, too, because they're coming onto the field for the first time in a situation where maybe they haven't experienced at a high professional level, and they can just go out and say, we're going to play, and we're going to see what's going to happen. And now you're in a situation, why don't you throw out a lot of those guys into the mix? Because you have nothing to lose. You got three wins on the season. You're trying to push up the Western Conference standings. So see what you have and how they complement the Toy Shirts and the Hartles of the world with your big guns.
Fair to say, huge opportunity. An LA Galaxy team that's just been terrible, and that you had your best result against earlier in the season.
It is. I had the Galaxy's first win. We've had them a few times. I think they've played well in pockets. They put together a professional performance, finally had a few bounces go their way in the Salt Lake game. Much better at home right now than they will be on the road. However, having said that, and knowing full well St. Louis fans are probably looking at what they did at Dignity Health Sports Park, it's one of the three wins. You got Toy Shirts and Hartle scoring goals in that game. This is an LA team, again, where they have two match winners anytime they hit the field, in Peck and Paintsil. And the season hasn't gone according to plan. It's kind of going off the rails, as I think everyone has seen. But now that they have that win and maybe are a little bit more relaxed, this is a little bit of a tricky game, because you play well against Portland, you're coming home. This is a home game. You're expected to win. You're a favorite in this game. But you have to be mindful of what these guys present in the attack. I think you have to get out at their defense. I think you have to be aggressive in nature like they were in the Portland game, because the Galaxy have been prone to making mistakes, and those mistakes have cost them games, cost them essentially losses, and turned ties into losses, wins into ties. So if you are aggressive in that nature and play the way you did for a lot of the San Jose game, for the beginning of the Portland game, then you can be in a good position to maybe take some points come the weekend.
You mentioned the fact that you were there at the beginning of the season when they matched up against Colorado, played to a scoreless draw. That was all the way back in February. Now you get to come into St. Louis. It's going to be a hot, muggy, sunny day. The crowd's going to be juiced up there Saturday afternoon. It should be a good one at Energizer Park from a environment standpoint.
No doubt about it. Crowd's buzzing. Obviously, the Cardinals are playing well. They want their soccer team to kind of follow suit. Great energy and atmosphere. The hospitality was second to none on a chilly day in February to start the season. So looking forward to that and this matchup here comes Saturday afternoon. And I think I mentioned the point, Matt, about 7th through 15th right now in the West. And I don't really see any team out there that doesn't have a flaw that you can't take advantage of. If you win three or four games in a row, I think the playoffs are completely possible. Maybe it's too far gone for the Galaxy, but even they're probably saying every team above us, when you get to Seattle, and even Seattle hasn't been picture perfect, every team below that 7th place line to 15, there's something that maybe is a little bit off. And if one team gets hot and St. Louis City kind of finds the pieces here and starts to play like they have over the last two games and accumulate some wins, then I think you can maybe start talking yourself into a wild card game or being in that 8-9 hunt in a couple months' time when the push to the playoffs begins.
Tell our listeners about the amazing package that is MLS Season Pass on Apple TV, where not only do you get access to all the game broadcasts, but there's a lot more beyond that. There's studio programming. It's just it is a fantastic resource, a fantastic piece of entertainment for soccer fans and MLS fans here in the United States.
You know, I'm doing two games a week. It's really my Bible. The content that the teams put out is huge on MLS Season Pass and the individual functions the teams provide on the app, but also MLS Wrap-Up, MLS 360. Of course, you can skip across and see all goals throughout the night, but Wrap-Up is great for a summation of, I mean, we're pushing, we had a five-match weekend, and then he did a full show over that, just going over the five games. And there's a lot of congestion right now. There's a lot of players in and out of lineups with international call-ups. You got the Club World Cup. You got the Gold Cup. So it's a crazy time. It's a great time if you're a soccer fan. But to kind of get your finger on the pulse of all things MLS and where things stand at the midpoint of the season, there's no other place to be. And to watch the game back, to watch it whenever you want, even if you miss it live, it's a great, great product to have and be a part of.
Neil Seege, he's going to be on the call coming up this weekend as City matches up against the LA Galaxy. Neil, thanks for taking some time with us. Safe travels to St. Louis, and hopefully we'll catch up down the road.
You got it. Thanks, Matt. Pleasure. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Thank you. That's Neil Seege joining us here on the program. One more break. We'll come back. We'll jump right back into Cardinals baseball as they end up losing today to Toronto, and they got swept in the three-game series. We'll continue to discuss all things Cardinals baseball in just a moment right here on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Just a few minutes left in hour number one, hour number two of the program. We've got a couple of guests that we are going to be joined by as Daryl Johnson, former NFL player, NFL broadcaster, serves as the executive vice president of football operations for the UFL. He is going to join us in front of the UFL championship game. That's going to be at the Dome coming up this weekend. We're not going to like avoid this. It is a bummer that the Battlehawks are not playing in that game. Huge bummer that the Battlehawks are not playing in that game. This is our first show. Not that we would have broken down the conference championship game that happened over the weekend, but you got to win that game. You got to win that one. You got to find a way to win. You got to get in that. These fans in St. Louis have done such an incredible job of supporting this team more so than any other group of fans in this league. And 2 years in a row, you have the league championship game set up in St. Louis. And 2 years in a row is the exact same thing that happened where you played a team to who you were going to play in the playoffs in the final week of the regular season. You won that game, and then you end up losing the next game. And just I'm bummed out for the league. I'm bummed out for the team. I'm bummed out for fans. All that being said, it's still going to be high-level football. And something that we know about sports fans in St. Louis, we show up to big events, so another league championship game this weekend. So I hope they get pretty good attendance out there. But we'll talk with excited to talk with Daryl Johnston coming up at 7:20, and then our own Dan Reardon is going to join us at about 7:35. We'll preview the U.S. Open, which is getting started coming up tomorrow morning, as it's another golf major on the calendar, and we'll talk through that a little bit. I'm going to get into this after the 7 o'clock news, so let me plug this now. And the moment I saw this, I kind of shook my head and I went, oh, the optics of this are terrible. But when you actually get into what it is, it's a big nothing burger. And part of me didn't even want to talk about it. And somebody tweeted at me about it. And I felt like if I didn't talk about it, it would look like I'm just trying to avoid it. Like this has been the things that have been going through my mind today on this conversation. The Athletic did a survey of Major League Baseball players. And in this survey, they did team that you want to play for, team that you don't want to play for, manager you want to play for, manager you don't want to play for. The scintillating headline in all of this was that Oliver Marmol was the manager that was in first place in terms of the manager that players don't want to play for. So that was That and that's what a lot of people are grabbing onto. And from a very technical standpoint, factual standpoint, yes, he led the way in that category. When you dive in a little bit, I think it deserves a little bit more context. And like, to be honest with you, where my struggle was, because I know that people who listen to me all the time know that I'm a fan of Oliver Marmol, that I think very highly of him. And when something like that comes out and then I'm going to kind of jump in defense of him, I don't want it to look like that I'm just like this fanboy that's sitting here going to defend everything that he does. Like, that's not who I am. And from an optic standpoint, like, it kind of looks that way when you hear what I'm going to say after the 7 o'clock news. But I would ask you, the good listeners of KMOX, to really listen to the words that come out of my mouth, because while that might be kind of the sexy headline of this, you got to dig in a little bit on this. And some of the other names that are right there with him, I think, tell the story a lot more of why he's there. When Mike Schilt is right there next to him, I think that's the hard part for Cardinals fans, because the Cardinals fans that don't like Ollie love Schilt, and Schilt's right there next to Ollie in this category. And I think they're both really, really good managers, and I think there's reasons that they end up on this, and we'll explain that coming up after the 7 o'clock news. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line, so wait through the 7 o'clock news. We'll touch on that in just a moment here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.